Welcome to episode 44 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. We are back. I know it's been a hot second since we were recording, but it's really hard for all of us to coordinate. But we really just, we need to talk about this final episode because it's been like, how long since it aired?
Oh, so long.
So we're here. I'm here, Sarah. Lindsay's here. Say hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
Gabby's here.
Hey.
And Kim's here.
Hi.
So today we're keeping it simple and a little on the shorter side. We're just going to talk about the finale. We do want to basically let everyone know that we are going to be wrapping up this podcast for good since, well, you know, the show's over now. So we're going to have one final episode planned after this, which is going to be just one big giant Captain Swan love fest. All right, let's move on to our main topic for today, which is the series finale. So it was spanned over 2 weeks. So part one was 1 week, part two was the next week. So overall, this was like a pretty controversial episode as far as like people had a lot of mixed reactions. I know we put on Twitter, I asked what people thought, and there was definitely kind of an even split as far as whether people loved it or people hated it. So what did you guys think? We're going to go down the row, kind of give your thoughts, what you loved, what you hated. Gabby, you want to go first since you were the most prepared?
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot. Well, I mean, I got to talk about it as a whole, like both episodes, because for me, like it's a good series finale for what season 7 was. Like if you think about it, like we already had our season finale for those of us that stopped watching it.
Yeah, right.
We already had our series finale then. So for adding season 7, I think it was a good go. You know, I'd want CS to be in the whole 2 hours, of course I want Snowing to be in the whole 2 hours, but they filming schedules didn't allow it, and they had to end out what they already established in season 7. So I thought it was good. There were some points, of course. Now the end part I hated, completely hated. I thought it should end. It should have ended at like
the coronation.
Yeah,
are we talking about the coronation? Okay.
Yeah, that should have ended. They should have had it at Granny's and like people could interact with the other people, because I would love to have seen Emma interact with the AU Henry, or Emma to interact with who else was there? Or someone else there that I wanted her to talk to, and I'm like, it's not fair. Like she's just reduced to these small people and Regina. Like so, it just
yeah.
It just didn't make sense to me, the whole coronation of her making queen. I just didn't like that at all. But I think for just in general, it was good. Series finale.
What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Sorry, Gabby's evil laugh.
Well, I just if you take out the ending scene, I would give it about an 8.
Okay.
If you add the ending scene, I'd give about a 6 or 7.
Okay.
6, probably.
All right. The night it aired, I absolutely hated it. Like, I was raging on Twitter, and it was just, I was so upset because I had built this, and I knew going in that Captain Swan was going to be, a very small portion, because we knew that Jen had filmed for such a brief amount of time. So I didn't have my expectations very high that we were going to get a lot of Captain Swan. But I was super... I started off just being so confused, because I watched some of Season 7, but not all of it, and just all the different versions of people and the time jumps, like the future and the past, like everything being combined, like, it was just messing with my head way too much. And so I was just really confused the first half. So I just told myself, I was like, all right, I'm just going to forget this. Like, whatever, this is not important. I'm just going to worry about how it all wraps up at the end. I loved, loved, loved the Outlaw Queen scene.
Yes.
Oh,
and yes.
It hurt my heart so bad. It made me just, like, I don't think I truly realized or appreciated just how much I loved Sean McGuire on that show until I saw him back again. And I just...
And how royally they fucked up Outlaw Queen. Yeah.
That was the thing. Like, it was such a bittersweet moment because I loved it so much, but then it made me so angry as to what we could have had they not, like, let Sean go from the show.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that was definitely one of the highest, like, the highlights of the episode for me.
Yeah.
Also, I loved snowing. I mean, the second they came back on screen, like, I just got so emotional. The other thing, oh my God, the music. Like, I don't know if you guys do this or if it's just me, but I go on to Mark Isham's website and listen to his little suites that he puts out. And the suite for the finale, like, is just so moving and emotional, and it's just... I can't even, like, describe how it makes me feel, but his suite for the finale is breathtaking, so please go listen to that if you haven't. Rumbel, I loved, like, I have such a love-hate relationship with Rumbel, and I've gone through the entire range of emotions with them throughout all seven seasons of this show, but when they played, like, the little bit of Beauty and the Beast, when they were reunited... Like, that's when I lost my shit. Like, I was, like, sobbing. That was, like, that was the only time I cried in the entire episode, was when they played that little bit of Beauty and the Beast during their reunion. So, I felt at peace with Rumbel after everything that they have been through. As far as the Captain Swan scene and the whole finale thing, I'm right there with you, Gabby. I can't say enough how much I hated Regina being crowned, like, the ruler of all these lands. I don't see why it had to be that way. Yeah. Why can't everybody live in peace, in their own kingdoms? Like, it just didn't, I didn't see the need for this. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Captain Swan was super adorable. I did love the final shot of them with Baby Hope. I thought that was really fitting.
I was hoping for one last CS kiss, but I didn't get it.
I know, I wanted that too, and I wanted them to talk, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I wanted some
dialogue. Get some,
like,
dialogue?
It really bothers me that Jen was brought back solely as a prop for Regina, and it just, that just really doesn't sit well with me, and it's just sad. But Colin with the baby was really freaking adorable. And I wish we had gotten just a little bit more of that. And also, wish Realm Hook in that final scene. Y'all. They needed to spend a little more time on that because he was looking good. That, like, that was the only time I was like, oh, hello, wish Realm Hook.
No, like when he was in the forest with Robin, when she asked him for, what's her name's? Alice's hand in marriage. I was like, oh, damn. Colin, you're looking really great right there. His hair was all black.
Hot dad alert.
I know, yeah.
He was total looking... hot dad alert right there.
He looks so good.
And, like, I mean, I can't speak for someone, for the season 7 people, the people who love season 7, because I didn't watch the whole thing. But I feel like if I had watched the whole thing, I would have been a little upset that, like, we didn't get a lot of wrap-ups with those characters. Like, they, you know, no one gets to see Alice and Robin's wedding, like, that would have been nice, because they were cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I would give it probably a 4 out of 10.
That's harsh.
It had some good moments, but that final scene kind of just ruined the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Kim, Lindsay, which one he wants to go next?
Lindsay can go.
Sorry, I talked way longer than I thought I was going to. I didn't think I had that much to say, but I guess I did.
Well, I haven't actually watched it. As Gabby said earlier, like, season 6 finale was my finale. But I have seen the Twitter version, so I've had all the reactions. and I loved Emma's dress. That's good, but
yeah.
Like Sarah, I was very insulted, I think, by the whole Union of All the Realms, Proper Regina, but that's quite disgusting and insulting. I mean, yes, her character has come a long way, but I don't think it's worthy of that. And
yeah,
it's just not right. It's not great. I have seen the Outlaw Queen also, and that was. My mum watched it, and my mum said like pretty much just what I said. So.
So she watched the whole thing.
She watched season 7 because she loves Robert Carlyle.
Okay.
So she has to carry on watching it. Like if Jen had stayed on, I would have carried on watching. But luckily, she left, so it's probably a good thing. she said it was all right for a series finale, but. She thought the Regina thing was very stupid.
But I mean,
so I guess you can't really give a rating on it, can you?
No, because we only have this better version, which is like mostly like people either loving it. It's like Marmite. Like people either love the finale or they hate it, and there's no like in between reaction. It's just two very extreme reactions. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Gabby. What were you gonna say?
I was just saying, like, look at. The creators love Regina for some crazy reason, so obviously it was going to end with her. I mean, it sucks that they're obsessed with her in that sense. Because, like, if you look at it through the series, like, that 100th episode, why in the hell are we focused on Regina when we're going to save Hook in the underworld? Like, it made no sense. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah, so I blocked that from my memory.
But, like, it just... Everybody complains about, you know, it being focused on Lana, but, like, Regina, but it's because Eddie and Adam love Regina. So, obviously, they're going to do something to honor her, which made no sense because she didn't really, in my opinion, still didn't earn it.
It all goes back, like, to me, it all goes back to, like, Robin. Like, I feel like Robin was the key to Regina being a likable, redeemable character.
Yeah,
and...
agreed.
And they just took that away. Forever bitter.
Yeah, they completely fucked that up.
Justice for Sean Maguire.
Yeah.
Who's also lovely to meet in person.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Sean Maguire is one of the best people on this planet.
Him. Yeah.
Kim, I like immediately thought of you during the scene where Wish Realm Hook is dying and Rumpel sacrifices himself. And he literally turns to ashes, just like Infinity War.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, my God. Oh. I was like, I hope Kim is laughing as hard as I am. Like,
I was pretty close to death at that point in time because I didn't think they were actually going to kill him. Like, all of these chances to fucking kill him. And we still won't die. So I myself was close to death on that one. But yes, it was like, okay, so now are we not only using the portals from Doctor Strange, but now we're just telling people to ask. Like, in like, okay, Disney, I know how much money you have in the bank. You can redo it. Like, seriously, y'all? Oh, yeah, no, I was a little uppity about that. I was a little displeased.
Oh, all right, go off, Kim. Your turn.
I think I'd give it a 5 out of 10. I'll go middle of the road because, like Abby said, you know, I had my finale. Right? Like, I had that, and I didn't really watch this season. I just kind of wanted to see the shenanigans that were going to happen, which is why I watched it, I think, from a production and release standpoint. Breaking it up into 2 weeks, I don't think was a good decision, but
no.
I'm not an executive at ABC, so they thought that it upped their... suspense value because there was no suspense, right? Like, we all kind of knew what was going to happen. So, I mean, it would have been nice to have a little bit more exposition, you know, between the girls. And I mean, you can't go so far as to ask a father for his hand in marriage and then, like, don't touch on that, right? Like, that's, to me, the perfect ending would have been not this bullshit coronation, but their wedding, right? Like, it would have been the wedding to bring together the realms, and it would have been really cool. But we have to focus on a character that is, it's not their show, so whatever. You know, the way I was looking at it, Sarah, was that, you know, the other realms, they didn't give up their power. They were just, it was like they're the governor of their state, and Regina is the orange one. That's kind of how
I see it. I see.
Yeah.
I can be okay with that.
I don't call him by his name.
Yeah. I call him Fuckface, but yeah.
every once in a while I try to be somewhat nicer? Yeah.
I'm not nice to him.
You're not nice? No, I don't blame you. I don't think I should be. I just, old habits die hard and all
okay.
that.
You're more mature than I am, so it's okay.
Am I, though? I drank an entire bottle of wine by myself last night and drunk watched Star Wars. I don't think that makes me more mature.
I think so.
You know, I can't believe they finally killed Rumple. That was huge. I mean, that was like 3 seasons ago that should have happened. But don't get me wrong, I love Bobby Carlyle, right?
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely adore the man, and he's a fantastic actor, and I think season 7 would not have been as successful without him, if that makes sense. You know,
right.
You have these talks of who the linchpin is, and, you know, I personally think it's Jennifer Morrison, but if you're going to continue on, you can use the Cotter pin, which is Bobby Carlyle. So,
right.
I think that, I don't know. I wanted to see someone get hit by the car, and no one got hit by the car. Sorry, Jared's on screen right now, which is making me think about it. I think the girls' wedding would have been a better setting for that, right? Like,
yeah,
because, you know, in a way she is one of Snow and Charming's grandkids, right? In a mm-hmm. way, right? If you want to look at it that way. So that's how you get Ginny and Josh back, you know. Of course, that's how you get Jennifer and Colin back, and, you know, I think that would have been a little bit nicer.
They do seem a little young to be getting married, but that was my first thought. But
really,
it still would have been nice to see.
I'm showing my age now because I agree. You're like 12. Why do you want to get married? Get out of here with that.
I'm also a little let down that we didn't get to see, or we didn't get any closure. Like, we got obviously closure between Wish Realm Hook and Rumple, but we didn't get any closure between Killian and Rumple.
True.
No. Yeah. That was never going to happen. Are you kidding me?
Which I think is why, like, you know, the sacrifice didn't really affect me as much as if it had been him sacrificing himself for real Killian.
But let's talk about the sacrifice thing, because, like, the whole beginning of the episode, they mentioned the whole, you know, this child will be your undoing thing. And I thought that would be the whole point of him, like, sacrificing, or his death. But then it was like, now he was sacrificing himself for Rogers. I'm like, okay, so we're not going to tie out, we're not going to finish this whole the boy will be your undoing thing. It just didn't make sense.
Once upon a time, what do you expect?
I know, well, I thought they mentioning it, that it would be like, okay, they're finally going to close out a storyline, but of course not. That's what just threw me
Lindsay,
off.
Lindsay, I think that should be on your tombstone. Like, as, like, your... your catchphrase, like, your life catchphrase. Like, do you have no idea how many times I quote you, and I'm just like, just remember, Lindsay always says, it's once upon a time, don't question it.
I'm just saying, like, there's not quite getting stressed about it, because it's like, it's once upon a time, it's never gonna change. It's like, it can't change now, can it? It's over.
Yeah. Yep.
Can we talk about how well I think Jared did in both episodes?
Oh my gosh,
so great.
He was awesome.
He did such a great job. And
I thought he was one of his best.
Yeah.
It's crazy to look over the, you know, the show, look at him baby in the pilot, to see where he's come and where he's come as an actor. And, you know, sometimes you can only do so much with the lines that are given to you, but I think that God, Jared did a friggin' amazing job. Like, so right now I'm at the part where he's fighting with Regina because they just whisk everybody to the snow globe.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, Jared! Like, dang! I'm, like, so proud of you, Peanut. Like, you did such a great job. And I say Peanut affectionately.
He played Evil really well.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Which is scary.
It was like watching Evil Henry, like, versus, like, Regina. Like, it's like Regina going against Evil Queen, but actually Evil Henry. It doesn't make sense, but...
Yeah, right. I would have loved to have, like, seen more of that. Like, a whole arc of, like, Evil Henry.
Evil Henry. Oh, yeah, no, I'm here for that. I would totally... Here you go. Instead of doing the Alice in Wonderland spinoff, you should do a spinoff of just Evil Henry. Come on, let's keep Jared in work. Yes. Let's do that.
I did not watch season 7, so I don't know about Tiana and Naveen, but they were so cute together. So I totally should.
Oh my god, I love Tiana and Naveen. No, we did not get near enough of them at all. They didn't even really get together until like towards the end, so.
And Naveen's wicked hot.
Yeah.
Wicked
hot.
Oh
yeah.
Hello.
And did Remy give her the bean? Like, Remy isn't Ratatouille?
Yeah, he is straight up given the bean. But, like, he's supposed to be Remy from Ratatouille.
I was like, oh my god! I love Ratatouille!
Because he's tall and skinny and lanky. I would say that's a Remy. I would say that's a Remy.
He doesn't look really skinny to me, but.
Well, he looks kind of skinny there. I mean, he's skinnier than me. I mean, not that that's hard, but. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's who else I wanted Emma to interact with was the AU Hook. Sorry, I totally went off course.
Oh, okay.
That was the other person. Because like they had a relationship, and it was nice to have seen her with him again.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Nice little, well, you know, it was funny how you said you wanted like a nice little wrap up at Granny's, which is what we had in the season 6 finale.
Yeah.
But like, dialogue would have been nice. Like we want
my
that
kingdom
redone.
For dialogue.
We want that redone just with dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going through a Doctor Strange portal now. Okay.
Ever since you said that, because then I actually went back and like rewatched Doctor Strange. I mean, you're so right. Like it is literally the exact same special effect.
They didn't even like try to change it at all. It's the same one. Man, you didn't even have to rewatch Doctor Strange. You just had to watch Thor Ragnarok. It was much better. You should have watched that.
Yes. Hell yes.
Oh, I love Ginny with long hair. Sorry.
Ginny with long hair!
That was like
long
everything.
I don't care.
Yep. All right, do we have any last lingering thoughts about the final episode of Once Upon a Time?
I do want to say Henry calling out Rumple about who really deserves a happy ending at the beginning of the series finale was awesome.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, dude, you do not deserve a happy ending, sorry. But I thought that was good.
He didn't, but I'm happy with it. I don't know. it's just I don't know if I'll ever truly be able to like sum up my Rumbel feelings because they're so conflicted.
And Zoro is Lily's father. Come on, people.
Oh my god, yeah, good point.
I didn't hear that until like last night. I was like, what the fuck? What?
Oh, yeah, no, I vaguely do remember that. Yeah.
I was hysterical because they just slid it in there so quickly. It's like, oh, what plot hole can we sum up in, like, 2 seconds? Oh, that's right, Lily's father.
But out of everything, they want to finish that one, but all the millions of stories that they couldn't. Because I was like, I would love to have known more about Blue. I know people think she's shady, but I wanted to know more about her past. We never learned about her past. Granny.
Right, I wanted to know how shady she got, because I knew she was shady.
I wanted to learn more about Granny, like, it was just so many things they could have done. Anyway, sorry.
Could have,
Leroy just dropped all the food. That would never have actually happened. Leroy doesn't drop food.
Yeah.
Not sorry.
The good thing is we will always have fan fiction.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Speaking of, so to wrap things up, I know I didn't like warn you guys that we were going to do a rec, but I just want to give a shout out to KimberSmith80 on fanfiction.net, who has been rocking my world with every single one of her stories. Like, I'm not even going to pinpoint, like, a specific one. I'm just going to say go and read everything that she's written because it's all amazing. She's got, like, college professor student AU. She's got... Go ahead, Lindsay.
It's Kimber Fitzsmith 90, not 80.
90? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me.
Spot double check.
It's because I can't have it up in front of me, so...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for correcting me. So, Kimber Smith 90 on fanfiction.net. She might be on others as well, but I only use fanfiction.net. Okay. I use the fanfiction.net app, so, to make my life easier.
How dare you? How dare you use such an app? You do that in private browsing when you're on the work Wi-Fi like everybody else.
No, I can't.
Don't tell anyone. It's meant to be a secret.
Yeah, if anyone else has anyone they want to give a shout-out to, feel free.
Yeah, just bear with me a second. Let me just... Oh, Welp, This Is Happening, on Archive of Our Own. Yeah, great fan fiction. Consistently updating, like, once a week, so it's great that fan fiction thing is still happening.
Yeah.
It's made me happy, so... I also want to give out a shout out to All About JMO on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes!
The best account available for like amazing, everything you want to know about Jennifer Morrison. It's all there. Brilliant.
Yeah, especially now. Like, now's a great time to get on there and follow because she's like getting all this con stuff, like all her appearances that she's been doing. So, yeah. Definitely my go-to. Anyone have anything else they want to talk about?
I love everyone. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we can think about, like, oh, okay, well, once upon a time, it is what it is. It's not been the best always, but the best thing about the whole show is to be able to, like, chat and meet people like yourselves. It's been definitely the highlight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and the fact that, like, we're still doing it, like, it's going to be tough when the cons end, you know, like, I think, like, I'm honestly probably going to be more upset after the last con than I probably will be after I was when the show ended, like, just because, like, there won't be any chances for all of us, like, we're going to these cons, like, it's become this big family, and you see the same people at every con, and it's, like, it's going to be really hard to not be able to look forward to seeing those people anymore. So, thanks everyone for listening, sorry if it was a little bit of a hot mess. You know, we're a little rusty. And we kind of just are at the point where we're just, like, winging it. Like, I used to have, like, notebooks and spreadsheets and stuff. And I don't know. I just like it to be a little more organic like this, you know? So it is what it is. Don't know if that's more fun or worse for you guys to listen to. But let me know in the comments what you think. So, as always, you can find us on all of our social media. We're still there. We'll still respond. Even if we don't post as much anymore. But it's OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You can listen to us over on there. You can also listen to us on Audioboom, Podbean, iTunes, and Pocket Casts for your Android users. And we'll see you guys sometime in the future for our last episode.
2019.
Don't know when. Don't know when it'll be. But our goal is to have every single one of us on the show. So it's just really going to depend on when we're all free. So we will be working on that and definitely going to get some fun stuff planned for that episode.
Somehow, I mean, I feel like it's going to be 4 hours long.
Probably really long. But it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. So thanks again for listening. And we will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
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 Bye.